For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The gunman in the Santa Fe High School shooting used his father's shotgun and a .38 revolver to kill 10 people. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
17-year-old student Demetrios Pagorchis held without bond in the Galveston County Jail. At a news conference, Senator Ted Cruz expressing frustration, listing laws that apparently wouldn't have applied in this case.
We need to be doing everything humanly possible to stop this from ever happening again, to stop violent criminals, to stop them from getting firearms, to stop them from getting access to schools, to incarcerate them when they try to illegally purchase firearms.
The gunman had information on his computer and his cell phone that he wanted to kill others as well as himself, but later admitted he didn't have the courage to kill himself. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty, Made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
It was foggy and muddy, and the finish was really close at the Preakness Stakes.
Into the final furlong, it is Justify in front. Good Magic on the outside, tenfold. Bravazo, Justify, he's unstoppable. He won the Preakness. Bravazo was second, tenfold was third. Good Magic was fourth, and a final time of 1:55.45. Not even the fog could stop him.
Track announcer Larry Colmus on NBC Sports. Justify goes for the Triple Crown in 3 weeks at the Belmont Stakes in New York. Flooding from days of heavy rain is causing big problems across the southeast. A woman died after a mudslide washed away her home in the North Carolina mountains. Dozens have been rescued from high water in Virginia.
The roads being as flooded as they are, and the extra rain that's coming and the ground already being saturated, that it got ugly really fast.
Flood warnings and watches are posted from the Carolinas to New Jersey. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Florida man is in custody after a shooting at a golf club owned by President Trump early on Friday morning. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Police say the gunman lives not far from the Trump National Doral Golf Club, where for some reason David Odie took down an American flag that had been displayed outside the resort, brought it into the lobby, and placed it on the front desk before screaming obscenities about President Trump and challenging several police officers.
It appears that he was trying to engage our police officers, some type of ambush-type attack.
That Miami-Dade police spokesman says five officers exchanged fire with Odie, who suffered gunshot wounds to his legs but is expected to recover. One of the officers suffered a broken arm. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A small eruption on Friday from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano has sent a cloud of ash 10,000 feet into the air. Hawaii County Civil Defense Administrator Talmadge Magno says lava flows remain a hazard.
We're up to 40 structures or 40 residents that have been lost so far. The cracking continues within Leilani Estates and creating other, you know, access issues, problems for the folks that are continuing their evacuation. And so, you know, people need to be reminded that the activity continues. This is far from being over.
Some residents of Hawaii's Big Island have been told to shelter in place and await further instructions. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.